And welcome everybody to YouTube. Sorry for the delay there. Manuel here. Kyle, if you made it okay.
Hello.
YouTube land. Rob, Gila, Alex, you all here?
We are here.
All
right. Yeah, we're here.
That's awesome.
Hello.
And are we actually on YouTube?
We are actually on YouTube.
Well, then there's nothing left. We've achieved everything we set out to do. Great. Okay. Well, that was fun. I don't know how to top that, to be honest. I really don't. Appreciate not knowing what I was walking into just then. Okay. So anyone want to add anything more, go for it. We'll take phone calls in just a little bit.
Fantastic. I do want to say hello to the 20-plus people who are with us right now. And Emmanuel wanted to share a message with you that just came in from a user who's known as at ugoonie3338. We're not getting real names anymore. We're just getting YouTube handles. Thank you, Emmanuel, for standing up for those who don't have a voice. You proved that today on air. You are the type of person that defines New York City's inclusivity and diversity. Hack the planet.
Oh, shucks. I just want to mix things up a bit. You know, I just want to cause a stir. That's what I'm after. But thank you. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. And, we had gotten, during the show, we had gotten a reply over on Mastodon from someone called Draken, who was mentioning that Mamdani was in the State Assembly. He has experience, I think, in response to those of us who were talking about his lack of fame.
Yeah.
That's hardly experience. That's like a part-time job. Come on. Get a life.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm not joking.
I know assemblymen. I'm friends with people who worked in New York State Assembly, and it's a hard job. It's a hard job.
Oh, come on. Yeah, come on.
You know what? People can mock what you do then. You know, if you're going to mock their job, then you're opening yourself up.
There's also a guy, I mean, he's got a degree in, like, Africana studies or something from, you know, an elite college in Maine. I think he went to Bowdoin, right? Like, no graduate degree, no experience with law, but yet somehow he's a lawmaker.
Wait, what is a degree in Africana studies? Is that a bad thing, a degree in Africana studies? That's, you know, we had that department at Stony Brook, too.
I'm not really a fan of it. I don't think it's
I'm not expecting you to major in it, but
How does a degree in Africana studies, explain this to me, how does a degree in Africana studies prepare you to legislate?
How does a degree in English prepare me to publish a hacker magazine? I don't know. You find
a
way.
You're a publisher. You're a writer. That's how it prepares you to do it.
Yeah, but, you know, it should be something more pertinent to the study. I mean, if you're going to get all technical about it, like, look, the secret, my secret at least, to higher education is to combine elements, all right? So if you are somebody in government who majors in chemistry, well, then you're somebody who can draw those two fields together at some point. You won't see it coming. You won't know when, but you're better for it. You're better for having that diverse gathering of ingredients, I guess. You know, just basically not just doing what everyone else does. Yeah, I'm sure it'd be fine with you if he just majored in political science, but he'd be like everybody else. You know, if you major in something different, then you have that different perspective you can bring to the table. And there's plenty of opportunity to get the mainstream views and all the you don't know what he doesn't know, right? I mean, you're making some judgments here.
Yeah, I'm not hearing any problems.
Yeah, really not either.
Neither is our YouTube listener, Fuck Yeah Computers, is what they're called, and we can say that because we're on YouTube, who writes to us, congrats to New York on not electing a dickhead. To which I would add, you know, we didn't elect the known dickhead. I think out of the choices we had there.
you got to be clear. Who is the dickhead? I mean, it could be saying someone else is a dickhead. We don't know that. When you give people nicknames, you don't know who the nickname belongs to unless it's, you know, a registered nickname.
I've been thinking about it as in terms of characters and someone who's feigning or not feigning, but sort of promising their own character, in this case principally being about the people of New York.
Mm-hmm.
That is yet to be seen, but the other candidates, that, I mean, the person that won Mamdani's, their own kind of individual case, but then you have the rest of the ticket, and it really was these characters that don't have a lot of integrity or didn't really stand up and match up to what this candidate is promising. So it just seemed like, from what the choices were, there's a factor of the politics in there, and that people want to believe in something, that populism itself does have a sort of energy.
You know what's weird, Alex? Mamdani reminds me of you. He does. The way he carries himself, the way he plunges into a crowd of people, the way he embraces disagreement and respects people he disagrees with. I don't know. You know, I think there's some common ground here. You know,
there might be, but
Just give him a call at least. Have a conversation with him. I'm sure you guys can come to some understanding.
Well, look, I mean, maybe he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
I don't know. Maybe he's a lovely guy. I have no idea. But I still maintain that he's completely unqualified to become mayor of the city. And as you indicated before, he'll do a lot of learning, but I don't want my mayor learning on the job.
Okay, but hold on a second. You had Adams. Was he qualified? Well,
no, he was also an idiot.
Okay, but I didn't hear you speaking out like this when he was elected.
Totally. I also think de Blasio was an idiot.
De Blasio, yeah, you know, de Blasio, maybe a step above that, but not much. I agree with that. Bloomberg, I mean, ew.
No, I think Bloomberg was actually an excellent mayor.
Bloomberg had me arrested, so fuck Bloomberg.
There you go.
Yeah, right. And Giuliani before that? I mean, come on, Giuliani?
I didn't agree with everything.
He was an asshole, first-class asshole, and then he went on to become a graduate asshole afterwards.
However, I think Giuliani and Bloomberg were actually very good mayors of the city. I do. I disagree almost entirely with all of Giuliani's policy decisions, especially when it came down to arts funding and things like that, like the big to-do that he had with the Brooklyn Museum. But I have to respect his ability as a good administrator of that office.
Fine. I praised Giuliani on WBAI after 9/11 because he was made for 9/11. But after that and before that, he was a dickhead and somebody that made life worse for so many people. And, and you can keep going beyond that. There have been problems with every single mayor. I just think having somebody fresh in there who has a good team around him. And, you know, we're basically saying the same things that a lot of people used against Biden, saying that he was incapable of doing the job when he was perfectly capable of doing the job, just had some trouble expressing himself and obviously was getting older, but he had a good team and he was able to make decisions. And if you're able to do that, you can do the job. So let's not just assume that, oh, this guy's too young and inexperienced, he can't possibly do it. He might surprise you. Give him a chance at least. And Gila, go ahead.
The greater concern that I have is not as much about his ability to do the job or not, because at least what we've seen in the last day is he's surrounding himself with people who do, in fact, know what they're doing, people who have done this before mm-hmm. and have an understanding of how to. I always say that when you get a new job, you need to learn the what's and then the how's will come to you. He's surrounding himself with people who know the what's,
okay.
And that's good.
Yes.
The concern that I have is the fact that so many people have turned this mayoral election into a referendum on so many pieces of identity and security, and I don't give a shit what you think about who's being elected the mayor of New York City if you live in Kansas City or if you live in St. Louis or if you live in Pennsylvania and you don't spend time in New York. Sorry, Alex, that's not about you. Or if you live in California.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference in your life who's the mayor of New York City. And the fact that so many people have been fear-mongering for the past 6 months, and Andrew Cuomo, who couldn't get past his own ego to understand that nobody wanted him to be the mayor and he needed to go away.
Yeah, that did seem to be what people were saying, really, almost literally.
I am I am activated and I am frustrated that this issue is splitting so many people in so many of my communities. And yeah, if you live in Wisconsin, I do not give a flying fuck what you think about who's getting elected.
Why are you picking on the Midwest? You're picking on the Midwest.
I'm picking on my own family.
Pick on the South.
I don't know as many people in the South. Okay, I'm picking on my family right now.
So this is a family issue. Okay, I get it.
No, if you don't live here,
mm-hmm.
like when I was a kid, I knew who the mayor of New York was because like it was Ed Koch and Ed Koch was a media figure.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the mayor of a city doesn't matter if you don't live there.
Very true. Very true. There's been all kinds of panic about, well, this will be the face of the Democratic Party and the Republicans are going to have a field day with this. I say bring it on. Enough panicking, enough second guessing. Do something. And you know, you have this this person that everybody is talking about. Well, now there's an opportunity to actually do something and make a difference. And piss Trump off to no end, because you know that's happening. And that's what we need to do. That's what we've been talking about for months, so finally someone's doing it.
Well, we've got somebody now who's going to be a very effective foil for Trump, because Trump's going to be able to point to the degradation of New York as a key reason why the radical left, as he'll call it, is completely incompetent and ineffective and can't be trusted.
Alex, facts do not matter to Trump. You must know this. Crime has gone down, and he's pointed to crime going up.
Well, here's my fear about this, though. If this happens to the city, if it becomes more lawless, if the police are sidelined and become emaciated, which is the word that he intended to use to describe the police under his rule, and eventually rolled it back, as I understand it, but if New York City ends up becoming a really degraded city, Trump does not need a reason. He only needs an excuse to send in the National Guard.
You see, as he's threatened again, to do. You're buying into these right-wing talking points. Because
that's not a right-wing
talk. Yeah, it absolutely is. That he's going to send in the troops. And
that's,
we must live in fear. We have to behave or he's going to do that. I mean, give me a break.
That is a real threat here.
It's a real threat. It's bullshit, though. It's a threat that should not be tolerated. And Mamdani last night said he's not going to tolerate that. He said, Trump, turn up the volume. He addressed him directly. He wasn't trying to be nice. He was direct. That's what we need more of.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what we need more of.
Oh, we sure do. How long do you want to be a victim for? Come on.
It's not a victim. It's about
this is not being a victim. What's happening to people in the streets? What's happening to all of our federal programs? The fucking government is shut down, for God's sake. When do we start fighting back? We finally start with somebody, and oh no, that's too much. No, it's exactly what we need.
No, fine. I'll have somebody fight back, but I want somebody that I can trust to fight back. Somebody that has a record of fighting back. Somebody that has a record of executive decision making. Not somebody who like worked for a small nonprofit as a foreclosure prevention housing counselor before he got some like sinecure government job as a
assembly. If he's that much of a milky toast, I don't know why everybody is so afraid of him.
It's not a matter of being afraid.
There's outright panic amongst the right wing.
I'm afraid of his incompetence.
The right wing and the centrist Democrats are in a panic for this guy. Gila, go ahead. You were trying to say something.
I was, yeah. I think another part of this whole issue is I am fascinated by the fact that the Republicans in New York can't get out of their own way. And how is it that they have put Pat Paulson up again for another election? Like, how? And I think, I don't know, I am frustrated by how this has gone. And it was something I was thinking about the other issues that were on the ballot. The idea of moving the mayoral election to presidential election years, if this had been along with all the noise last November, I would never have left my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I hope is that we can get to a certain point and say, it's done now. It's done now. We don't need to talk about it again. And Andrew Cuomo can slink off to whatever sewer he comes from. And the other thing I'm thinking about is when I was a kid, I was 13, and my mom said, oh, did you see Letterman last night? And I said, no. And she said, oh, were you watching Leno? I'm like, mother, it's not just those two things. There are other things going on. And I'm interested to see what happens going forward. I am, and like, this is where we are. And Alex, question for you very specifically. Because, I think that people assume that because you are not enthusiastic about Mamdani as a human being, you are by definition enthusiastic about Andrew Cuomo. Can you confirm or deny?
Absolutely, I am not. I think he's a vote for stasis. And I think all of the candidates were pretty awful. The one that I frankly liked most was Curtis Sliwa. I think he probably would have been the most qualified to be mayor, or I would have probably trusted him, and at least his background as being really acting in the best interest of the city and the safety of the population. But I live in New York. I pay taxes in New York. I pay a ton of taxes in New York, and my children can't even get basic services from the public school system here. I mean, it's like unbelievably how badly things are run. We need a good administrator. I don't give a shit how charismatic somebody is or energizing on the basis of, you know, this shows us what progressives can do, et cetera. I want somebody who can make this goddamn city work and run. That's what I want. That's my interest in, as a New Yorker. I want my tax dollars to work for me. I want them to work for my children. And I want the education system to be run like a real school district. That's not too much to ask for, and that's not something that I got from Mamdani.
Well, I would listen to what they're saying, you know, what he's saying, not necessarily what people are saying about him, as he is the winner in this. And also, I think the reason so many people around the country are weighing in is because of just the other races and the general political headwinds, the sort of direction that this could mean in other places overall. And I think that's why people are so interested in who won in New York.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's obviously universal interest about this. You know, I was in Dublin last week, and people were talking to me about this in the various pubs and asking me, you know, for whom I intended to vote. It's kind of, you know, extraordinary how much attention this particular race has gotten. And I don't necessarily think that's a good thing, because then we lose focus on really what matters to people. Like, the people in Dublin are not going to be affected by this particular outcome, but the people that live in the city of New York are. And all I'm saying is, you know, I don't like Cuomo. I don't love Sliwa. I just think that Mamdani was the least qualified of all of those candidates. I don't think somebody who just turned 34 years old can reasonably be expected, with no other managerial or executive experience, to run the greatest city on the planet Earth.
Well, have you ever been surprised before?
I have been surprised. And any time when, you know, I've seen people like the president who have no qualifications yet are elected by a population that seems to be blinded by the facts and are voting against self-interest, I've always been disappointed.
Well, okay, you brought up Trump. So, you know, there's somebody with no experience doing anything on an elected basis. We can't deny that he has accomplished a great deal. All of it is bad, all of it is negative, yes, but he did it because he had support and he had people around him. Now, I'm putting forth that if you have, say, the light side of the force as opposed to the dark side of the force, is that what they call it, the light side? Yeah, whatever. You might have that ability in the other direction as well. Why are we so closed off to that? You know, with the right support network, and with people behind him, and you've got to admit, this was a landslide. It wasn't something close. It was a landslide. People are excited by this. People are motivated. And you have that, add that into the mix. So that's where your real change comes from, is the mood in the street. So people are into something that's going to energize the entire administration. And, you know, assuming that anyone is competent, they're going to get things done. They're going to make changes. I would say raise your voice. Be heard. But don't be dismissive. Don't assume it's not going to work out. I know, you know, with Obama, even with de Blasio to a degree, there were so many people who just wanted it to fail. And, you know, they spent all their time doing that instead of actually helping and making things better. Gila, I know you
Call me crazy, but I'd rather have a candidate with a record of quantifiable merit and achievement for whom I could vote, as opposed to the basis of blind faith, hoping it'll all work out because he's surrounding himself with some other stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you also have a character that's polluted by corruption, it's going to be hard to get people to work with you. And Cuomo would have had a big problem doing that. A lot of people did not want to work with him. He does not leave a good taste. You have somebody new now, and it's a fresh start. Fresh starts can be good.
Yeah, how's that? I mean, how's that for experience?
Speaking of fresh starts, by the way, did want to just the chat is incredibly active. I can't read everything, but a lot of people have a lot to say, which is great. But I just wanted to push one thing through from Slipstream Boy, who says, "Greetings from Australia. I have listened to you guys for the past 3 years after watching Freedom Downtime for the first time. Love your work, and you have rekindled the hacker in me, and appreciate
you." Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I wanted to share, this is not New York related, New York City related, it's actually Long Island related. I talked about this on the other show last night. It was a referendum. And I just would like to read the referendum the way it was phrased on the ballot and get your guys' take on it. Tell me if you think the way this was phrased, particularly you, Alex, because, you know, this is something legal. If this was phrased in a biased way, tell me what you were inclined to vote for based on this. The resolution was about extending the elected term for a county legislator from 2 years to 4 years. That was the question. That's come up before. It's been soundly defeated before. Here's how it was phrased. A charter law to revise the county's term limit law to close potential loopholes created by the adoption of New York's even-year election law. That's the law that has most elections taking place on even years so that more people show up. And avoid the need for taxpayer-funded special elections and to amend the term of office for the Office of County Legislator from 2 years to 4 years to ensure compliance with New York's election law without the need for three elections in 4 years be approved. Now, all right, that's the first part. Now, it's going to go into a little bit for yes and for no, but do you sense a bias in that, Alex? I sense you might.
Yeah, that's almost impossible to parse, number one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And this talk about taxpayer-funded nonsense, whatever it is, obviously is making you biased towards one decision as opposed to another.
Right, because taxpayers will have to fund three elections in 4 years because what's going to happen is because of the even year law, somebody who's elected yesterday will have to run again next year in the even year and then have the next election in 2028. So, and the taxpayers will have to pay for that. That's what they're pointing out there. All right. So, a yes vote, this is the second part of it. A yes vote would avoid potentially requiring legislators to resign midterm and the need for taxpayer-funded special elections. A yes vote would also amend the term of office of county legislators from 2 years to 4 years, thereby ensuring compliance with the New York even election year law without the need for three elections in 4 years. Now, to me, that's putting forth all the positive of the yes vote without any of the negative. Did you hear anything negative about that in that description?
No.
All right. Let's listen to how they described a no vote. A no vote would mean that legislators could be required to resign prior to the end of their term, causing the need for taxpayer-funded special elections, and would also require that elections for county legislators be held three times in 4 years in order to comply with New York's even-year election law. I heard only negative in that. I didn't hear a single bit of positive, results from voting no. So, yeah, of course it passed, even though it didn't pass last time. They asked to extend county legislators' terms from 2 years to 4 years. This was written by Republican county legislators. How did they get away with that? How did they get away with writing something so biased, putting it on the ballot, and winning?
I mean, that's very persuasive writing. I mean, these things have to be reviewed before they're put onto the literal language.
But it was reviewed. It went through the whole process, and that's what we wound up with. Feel like, you know, people were manipulated. Of course, you can't do anything about it after the election. You have to do something before the election. But who sees the phrasing before the election? The people who wrote it, they see it.
Yeah, well, that's right. But this was Suffolk County legislature?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me then that, like, you know, a Republican cabal has essentially steamrolled this through. I mean, Suffolk County is rife with corrupt Republicanism for many, many decades now. And I think it's just unfortunately par for the course.
Well, I don't want to just settle for that. Yeah, I'd be happy if there was some kind of investigation going on somewhere. But nobody seems to have even noticed this. That's what's frustrating me. I was just, you would have heard me in the polling place saying, is this for real? You got to be kidding me. You know, a lot of people were saying things like that. I know, but, you know, for different reasons.
You know what could have stopped that, actually, if you think about it? If you had, on the other side, the Democrats, if you had people that were in those county legislator seats that were competent, that had the right type of education, that had the right type of background in order to parse this type of language and to stop it from getting onto the referendum ballot, that would be one way of creating a bulwark against this type of corruption.
Well, there were definitely legislators who were against it. I imagine the Democrats probably were, but they weren't being heard.
Yeah. No, I'm obviously drawing a parallel to the lack of experience that we have in our mayor-elect.
Oh, I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Bringing it all back full circle. But you know, we are supposed to have a call-in show, right? Aren't we supposed to?
Yes. We're setting up the phone right now. So please chatter amongst yourselves for the next couple of minutes while we make sure that the phone is working.
That's it. And I'm enjoying being beaten up in all the comments here. I appreciate that.
Well, no, all respect to Alex for taking a position. I know it's not a popular position here.
Yeah, but it is. It's a very unpopular position. But like I said, I'll always speak my conscience, and I think – you know, we all love each other here, and the nice thing is that we can agree to disagree and still treat each other like human beings.
How do you disagree with that? How do you not agree to disagree? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
While we're waiting for the phone to get finagled, I will remind folks that the 2600 meetings are happening all over the world this Friday. Check out 2600.com/meetings. There is a lot of chatter in the YouTube about the oncoming meeting, and I encourage folks to check it out. You can find one near you at 2600.com/meetings. If you're here in New York, you could check out nyc2600.net, which has the details for our local one here in New York City.
That's great. Now we're at the stage where we're going to test the phone line for nasty hums. Go ahead, Kyle. Well, there's not even a dial tone, so yeah, we've got a ways to go. Is it there? Ah, here we go. Did I hit a button? Yeah, there's a hum, but it's not that bad. So how about this, folks? Don't complain about the hum. We won't get angry. We know there's a hum there. And unless, you know, somebody wants to climb in a telephone pole, apparently there's not much we can do about it. That's just the way things are.
And this week, if Rebel calls first, I promise I'm not going to bed.
Was Rebel banned or no? He wasn't banned. He was.
No, remember last week when I was in Dublin, I was so tired. I said, if Rebel calls first, then I'm going to bed.
Right, but did he call more than once? I don't think he did.
He didn't. No. He didn't call more than once.
We remember.
All right, but we're talking about him now, so maybe that is, you know, maybe he should be banned for that.
I'm ready to take calls whenever you are.
Okay, the phone number, get ready, is 8, and it's not working until I finish the last digit. So, yeah, if you think you're a wise guy and can dial faster than I can talk, you're just going to wind up in voicemail hell. 802-321-4222. 5. And now it has been, oh, my God, that's really fast. All right, let's take this phone call and see what's out there. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Guys, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, this is Howard from Queen, the guy with the dog.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you want to talk to Alex. I'm going to have to sit back.
Oh, I want to say something, but I have other things before we get into it. I want to say that I agree with Alex 100%.
I'm shocked.
My kinder spirit.
Thank you.
I'm shocked.
Thank you,
I am just, wow. Okay. Well, that's, can you guys hear each other?
Alex is, if I ever got into trouble, I would want Alex to be my lawyer because he sounds like a practical, common sense individual.
You know, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that that candid sentiment. And
I'm an engineer by trade, and you know what? To run a city or a state, you have to have fundamentals. You have to understand how, you know, this is a $120 billion organization. You have to understand fundamentals, the science of financing. You know, what do your actions do to the bond market? Yes, what happens in New York City does affect the rest of the country because we're the financial capital of the world.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, but actually, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was to say that I agree with Emmanuel on the things with his, with technology. You know, you look.
All right, I'll take that.
You go out and buy a microwave. You know, what about the old days when you turned a knob and it was mechanical? Mechanical logic. Today it's all computerized. I bought a stove, but my stove is all, you know, touchscreen. I'm blind. It's really hard to use. And guess what? My oven wants to talk to the internet. It wants to talk to the internet what kind of food I'm putting in it.
How did you let yourself get talked into buying a touchscreen oven when you can't see it?
Because there's nothing else really available at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
I bought a full-size range, and I had no choice in the matter. The only saving grace is that this oven will talk to my iPhone, so I have accessibility. So, you know, if I need to do something or eat up something, I use my iPhone to talk to the oven.
Wow, that's quite an image.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It is. It's totally ridiculous.
I think it should be, but as far as getting back to this politics, I come to the show to listen about electronics, technology, but you guys seem to be pushing so much politics.
I tried. Give me credit. I tried to move the conversation away from politics tonight. I just had one sentence, and I got pulled right back in.
The reason why I'm giving you a hard time, Manuel, because you're so left, and as a Jew, I can't know how anybody can vote for this guy. That's the first thing. Number two, how can you have things for free? You got to have free bus. Who's going to pay for it? Show me one place in the world where socialism has worked. It worked in Cuba, it didn't work in Russia.
Works in Scandinavia. Works in Scandinavia. Finland, Norway,
yeah,
Sweden, Denmark.
But they don't have the output. Those are smaller.
They're the happiest countries on earth.
Countries.
I don't know. And the Staten Island Ferry is free. Explain that.
MTA system.
So are the buses.
But you got to pay elsewhere. If you take the ferry, you get on a bus and train. It's all part of it. You're not going to be able to have free buses. And guess what? People are going to start leaving the city. People who have money, who can get out of the city, like I'm thinking of moving, people are going to move. People want to be safe. You can't tax productive people to the point where they say it. I don't know if Alex lives in New York City, pays taxes in New York City, but if he's a lawyer making good money, I can feel for a guy like Alex. Look how much money you probably got to pay in city, state, and federal taxes.
Yeah, he's going to move to Florida, I'll bet.
Well, that wouldn't get me out of my federal taxes, sadly, but I live in the city, I live in Manhattan, I pay an extraordinary amount in taxes. It's insane. And as I was indicating, you know, I feel like I can't even get basic services for my children in the school system. And the mayor has such an incredible amount of unilateral authority when it comes to the education system in New York City But it gives me a lot of pause and makes me really wonder here, you know, whether we have the right person in office. We need somebody who's a good administrator.
Well, hold on a second. Alex, you're complaining about something that the previous people did and blaming the future mayor somehow.
No, I'm saying the system is a mess right now, and we don't have the right person in place.
But
I believe.
Yeah, but all the people before that also weren't the right people by that definition because the system is so bad. Do you think this guy is going to come into office and say, wow, this system sucks, I'm going to make it worse?
I don't know what the system was before. I can't speak to it.
Listen, by the way, just so you know, I can hardly hear Alex, that hump. I didn't want to bring up the hump, but the hump is almost 70% of the audio, so I got to really listen. Really, I can hear you the best, Emmanuel. But you know what? If you're going to have stuff for free, you're going to have to pay for it. You know, New York City can't print money, and legally it has to run a balanced budget, okay?
Well, can I just say one thing here? He doesn't have the authority to just make the buses free. So, you know, the MTA is run by the state. The MTA is run by the state. What he can...
The reason why people voted for this guy, and I didn't vote for this guy, and I didn't vote for Cuomo and whatever, but I will say this much, and I actually can't believe that Alex and I it's hard to believe that Alex.
I like Curtis too. Curtis is a stand-up guy. I just don't agree with a lot of what he says, but you know, as a person, I think he's a decent person.
I think he's somewhat decent, but I think that he did some stuff towards the end. He was knocking Cuomo. Some people think that he was in there to help this guy get in. I don't know. That's hard to believe. But he didn't go after the front runner. That I don't understand. But getting back to this guy, how are you going to be able to, how will free grocery stores work? Come on, they can't work. You know what? I was in Europe. I was in Eastern Europe in 93 and 94, right after the fall of, you know, the Soviet Union in 93 and 94.
Uh-huh.
And if you went to places like Romania, if you looked at some of these stores, it was horrible.
Oh, I did. I saw it. I know what you're talking about.
I was in Bulgaria. I was in Sofia in 1994. And if you looked at it, it was so depressing.
I might have been there that same year. But, yeah, I know exactly. I went to East Germany in 1989. And what you say is absolutely true. I just don't know if that's the same environment we're dealing with here.
What is going to happen? Free stuff doesn't work. Capitalism or competition, where you go to a place, you know, take a thing like Walmart. You know what? They give you a pretty good deal. They try. You know, they're better than your local supermarket because they buy in volume. And you know what? When you have the right to decide, I don't like your service, I go somewhere else. You know what? I'd rather, you know, just for an example, competition, I'd rather go to my local bakery or coffee shop and go to a McDonald's. McDonald's is a big chain. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with that too. I'm not sure how you think this guy wouldn't say the same thing.
No, because he's going to come up with, he's telling you that he's going to have free stores. And what he's trying to say is this, we're going to subsidize it. When you start subsidizing, you take away choice and costs go up. Show me how government can be efficient. Government is never really efficient. You take accessory, for example. Look how inefficient that is. Look at the MTA. The MTA is so efficient, and it's burning money like crazy.
Alex, I want to let you talk, but talk louder and talk closer to your microphone.
Yeah, very good. And I appreciate the sentiment of the caller, and I know that we often disagree, so it's nice that we finally find some common ground here. But I think to take it back to the level of technology, since we are a technology show, I think that this election, and in most elections since I would say maybe 2013 or thereafter, social media has played far too much of an outsized role, in my opinion, in all of the electoral process. And I think we need to really sincerely ask ourselves whether we are evaluating the right competencies in these particular candidates. Do we want to be ruled by showmen, or do we want to be ruled by statesmen? Do we want the functions of government to be run by administrators, or do we want them run by avatars? I think that's the situation that we're finding.
Well, I think it's to be run by common sense. And you know what?
Exactly.
Don't blame media for that or Facebook. It blames the voter who doesn't take the time. Like a person like me, I'll listen to a show like you. I'll listen to maybe WNYC, and I'll listen to a show to the guys on WABC and WOR. Listen to my local AM broadcast station, and then try to figure out where I want to go from there. And by the way, you know what? I know a lot of people hate Trump, but when you say Trump had no experience, and I know Manuel doesn't like him, but you know what? Yeah, some of the things he did is could be just not right, but you know what? Other presidents done worse than him. Other presidents have done it. People call him a Hitler, and I think that's a wrong thing to say. And as far as experience is concerned, he had experience in building buildings. He built a lot of buildings. He actually knows how to run a job. He was able to get the ice rink in the city built on time. He's done a few projects that the actual city went to and said, hey, can you take care of this? Because the city couldn't get it done.
If only he had stuck to that, though, you know, just building. He was good at building things. They don't necessarily go hand in hand.
They're going after the poor guy right now for doing what he's doing in the White House. I'm in favor of that. Look, other presidents have made changes to the White House. If you want to bring dignitaries and you've got to have functions at the White House, you don't want them to have it out in a tent. And here it is, he's getting other people to put up money. Is that a possibility of influence? Yeah.
But guess what?
It's not paying for it.
It's not about the money.
He knows how to do projects. And, you know, that White House really does need improvement.
It's not about the money. It's about the misleading, saying you're not going to touch something, then destroying it before anybody has a chance to even say a word. It's about the symbolism. And I think that's, you know, right and left, I think, are upset by that. And I don't know about people having to huddle in tents or anything. I've never heard about that before. But I'm sure in Washington, D.C., there are plenty of places to have the soirees that he wants to have. And
yeah, but guess what? You have the safety to move the president to another place. You want to have it at the White House. When you bring people, you want to have functions such as, you know, bringing world dignitaries. These are not just bringing. These are bringing world dignitaries for signings, and you're having state dinners. Most countries do have, you know, big ballrooms or mansions.
Yeah, but he does it at his house in Florida.
Look at it in England. You have various places. So I think that, you know what? Look at what Eisenhower did. He lived across the street in Blair House for 2 to 3 years in the 50s when they were redoing the White House, when they put the bomb shelter in. And look at Kennedy. Kennedy put in a bowling alley. No, he put the pool in, and I think it was Nixon that took out the pool. So people have made changes over the years.
Yeah, there wasn't a surprise. They went through channels. Anyway, listen, we have to move on, but finish with Alex, and then are there other people waiting for
dinner? Well, I have to be a kindred spirit because I believe he needs confidence. You need someone who understands what's going to happen if you do this. You have to be able to have the mathematical, the engineering, civil engineering, and the understanding of how a corporation runs. Like the city of New York is $140 billion. There's 300,000 people that work under him. Yes, you do delegate authority, but you have to be able to do it. This running the city of New York is basically the second toughest job behind the president of the United States.
No. I entirely agree with you, caller, and I appreciate your sentiment. Thank you very, very much for
Alex, on the show. I think you're one of the best guests on the show because you usually have a lot of common sense.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome, guys.
Take care. All right. Well, you know, Alex, I feel good. You're going to get a whole lot of new friends, and, you know, just don't forget us. We'll still be here, you know, clamoring and struggling and all that.
The struggling masses on the free buses. Yep, I look forward to it. Yep.
This whole free bus thing, it's a desire. Yes, he's expressing an interest in that. He can't just snap his fingers and do it, you know. And I don't really see how it would work to start with. but I'm interested in listening. I'm interested in listening to other ideas.
Make a free ride zone.
Yeah, you know, they're, look at how New York has changed so much in the last couple of decades. You have, you know, mass transit has revolutionized. I know we don't like to admit these things, but, you know, now with countdown clocks and apps and the OmniCard and just, you know, improvement in technology, it really has become almost European style. So I'm very proud of that. Didn't think that was going to happen, but that resulted in changes. You know, that came from changes, came from a different way of thinking.
The city of Seattle had a free ride zone for a very long time.
I remember that.
Yeah, but it is not the case anymore. These things can come and go, but... Mm-hmm. It's interesting to try a new plan, see if it helps people.
New York did not always have transfers. You know, you get on a train and then you get on a bus, it's a free transfer. That didn't used to be the case. That was somebody saying, let's have this. And it wasn't the mayor saying it because, you know, the MTA makes these decisions, these policy changes, and the MTA, as I said before, is run by the state. So, you know, he is going to have to work with Hochul. You know, she was smart in endorsing him early. Schumer could not get himself to do it. And, you know, to say that Schumer is in touch with the people of New York, I just don't think that's right. And Hakeem Jeffries just was so cautious and worried constantly. He just exudes weakness, not what the Democrats need. So, you know, it might be a disaster, as always possible, but it's exciting. We have a phone call?
Yes.
All right. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, Emmanuel.
First two callers, and I recognize them so well. Go ahead.
Okay. I like to mention nothing about politics or anything, but I like to mention things about texting and like how numbers are being taken. I know that I talked about this last week, but before I do, I'd like to
thank God I want this conversation.
Mention a word. What?
Are you okay there?
Yes.
All right.
I'd just like to mention something from our sponsor. Is Windows 10 ending? Why don't you switch to Linux?
Okay.
Linux is a stable operating...
You're familiar with the term shit-canned? Because that's what you're going to find yourself if you continue advertising anything. Even
but it's
on
not the BBAI. It's not
I know. It's us. And we're saying that. So it's our own strong viewpoint not to advertise anything. You can talk about things. You can tear things apart. Windows 11. Okay. Tell me something good about Windows 11.
No, he was advocating for Linux, but still we don't advertise anything. So, I mean, it's funny. That's good. But
okay.
It's also not what we do here.
Yeah.
So what other comment did you have?
Maybe phrase it differently.
Okay, the people spoke, and no, we're delivering, because we have lots of votes here, speaking of voting and elections.
I thought you weren't going to talk politics.
No, it's not politics. It's people in the chat. That's... All right, I'm going to say what I want.
I've never heard Rebel laugh before.
I'm going to say what I'm trying to say. When you get a text from places like doctor's offices...
Okay.
They text you with this number, like, you know, you code 607 and a phone number.
Right.
When you call the number, it just beeps or it doesn't...
You're not supposed to call the number. That number is to send you a code that only you will get. Don't share that code with anybody. Repeat the code to them, and then you can fill out the forms.
But that's why we're running out of phone numbers, because we have these phone numbers that are being used to text.
I'm not sure that's why we're running out of phone numbers. We're running out of phone numbers for a lot of reasons. But the thing is, people don't use phone numbers that much anymore. They don't talk on the phone. They don't call each other. They send texts, but there's short codes for that. And I don't know. I think we could reduce the number of digits in a phone, a phone number these days. Are you taking notes?
No, I'm just telling the chat that I'll be at the 2600 gathering this Friday.
Okay, if you're talking to us, don't talk to the chat. Talk to us, then talk to the chat.
Well, I can multitask. I mean,
no, you can't, because you just proved you can't.
Notice he said gathering. This is this whole thing about the meetings being gatherings. We don't want to confuse people that generally know 2600 meetings as meetings, but Rebel... refuses to call them
well,
meetings.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's 2025. I think we should start calling them gathering, you know, like meetings, like, you know, I remember the first 2600 meeting I came to, I was like, oh, do I have to be there on time? Do I have to dress fancy or business-like?
Some do.
Sometimes we do require that.
No, some of them do. That's the thing, Rebel. Like, if you change it to a gathering, then the meetings that have people showing up wearing dress code at a specific time for a meeting, they get thrown off because then somebody comes acting like the gathering.
Let me try to explain this. If you are meeting somebody to buy drugs in an alley, right? It's a meeting. It's not a. You're not going to say, "Hey, Fred, can we? Why did I use his name?" Can we have a gathering later?
If you're meeting somebody for a hookup.
I didn't say a hookup.
Like hooking up with somebody.
I didn't. This is for drugs. This is just for drugs. Look, it's not a gathering. I don't say, hey, you want to have a gathering later? No, I say you want to have a meeting later. They understand what I mean that way.
Want to meet up later? How about want to meet up later?
I hate that. That's a company. You say that, you're advertising a company.
No, it isn't. Not anymore.
Oh, really? I don't know, but it's what's wrong with the word meeting? And then
there are people who
say meet instead, like it's a track meet.
And
no.
you meet people for the first time, so it's like a meeting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of meaning in it. And then you don't want to get confused with...
it makes sense.
Like an event called the gathering.
Did you meet somebody at the meeting? You know, that makes sense. The word...
Did you gather
somebody?
With people that I know there...
Uh-huh. This is a silly conversation. Is there anything else that you have to say?
Yeah, what was the last thing you were going to tell us?
No, about the phone numbers being... And I don't know. I think that was it.
All right, then. That's it. You heard it from Rebel himself. That is everything. Thank you for your call. Are you going to the meeting on Friday?
I'll be at the 2600 meeting or gathering or whatever you want to call it on Friday.
All right, so people know.
In New York City.
That's the one that Rebel will be at. He won't be at any of the other ones.
He'll be gathering at the meeting.
Yes. And you can get a listing of all the meetings at 2600.com/meetings. Right? Yeah, that's where
it
is.
And I have been calling off the hook. I mean, I've been listening to Off the Hook and on the radio. Not on the radio, but on the archive.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that, you know, like when you used to have electronic switching with the click.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, speaking of clicks.
Speaking of clicks.
Let's see. Foreign exchange, what about, if you have a phone number, like, if you're in Queens and you have a foreign exchange line in Manhattan. Like
tie lines. We've talked about this so many times. Tie lines, yes. You dial something and you get a dial tone in a rural area.
Not a dial tone, but if somebody calls Queens number, but they're, let's say a Manhattan number, but they're calling another borough or like say they're calling Long Island.
Yeah, somehow you're talking to the person in a different place. We've talked about this maybe a dozen times now. I would refer you to another edition of Overtime where you ask the same question. All right. Thanks, Rebel. Good hearing from you, and we'll see you at the meeting. Or maybe we won't. We'll see. 802-321-4225. Always nice to hear familiar voices that go on for a long period of time.
He injected a conversation in his exit.
He did. He did. He might have even played back some of what he said the first time. Alex?
I think in terms of the meeting names, you know, we should just call it what it is, really, right? I mean, let's just, you know, why not just come right out and call it the 2600 conspiracy?
Well, that's what we're accused of all the time, yeah.
That's it. Let's do that.
But then it gets confusing because, you know, that's the co-conspirators you've met with. You have to add a prefix and, you know, English. It's just difficult. All right, we have another call?
Yeah, we're still ready for calls. This next call is ready to go.
Okay.
And the phone line will be open as soon as this caller hangs up.
People know how telephones work.
Well, I just feel like we've maybe confused people a little bit, but I'm going to let this caller take it away.
Yeah, when someone's on the phone, don't call the phone. Wait for them to get off the phone. All right, good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead. Speak up.
Is that me?
Yes, it is you. You're on the air right now or on the internet.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to, I know you were trying to get away from politics a little bit, but I just wanted to say a couple of things on politics.
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, Alex was talking about, first of all, Gila was wondering, well, why is everybody so interested in who's going to be the mayor of New York? I mean, this is the biggest city, and, you know, this is the financial center of the country, so you know, even people who don't live here, a lot of them are still interested in what's going on. I had friends. I used to live in Australia, and I had friends all the way from Australia calling me, asking me what's going on in the election, who I'm going to vote for. I mean, it was just—it was almost like a presidential election. It was just huge, you know. It was just huge everywhere. And as far as Mamdani goes, Mamdani to me is the most unqualified mayor in the last, probably the last 20 years. I actually, because you guys were talking about this earlier, and I actually went on the Wikipedia pages of all these past mayors, from de Blasio to Eric Adams, and Mamdani is literally the most unqualified mayor. The only thing to me about Mamdani that I look at as a positive is he's like an inspiration to me. I mean, I look at him and go, well, this guy can do it. Anybody can do this. Literally anybody could do this. You could, because this guy just came from nowhere and was able to do this. And I didn't vote for Mamdani. I like Cuomo. I know none of you there like Cuomo. I personally like Cuomo. I voted for Cuomo, and I still think he would have been a better mayor. I mean, a lot of things in Democrats, to me, they're all on this moral stuff. Oh, he's a bad person. He did this. Who cares about that? This is why Democrats always lose, because they're on this moral stuff. I mean, he's there to do a job. And I think he's the most qualified person. He was a governor. And if Cuomo was mayor, I mean, he's the kind of person, you don't have to worry about anything. He's there. He's a stable hand. Nothing is going to get crazy. It's just, things are just going to work the way they're supposed to work. There's not going to be a bunch of crime. Nothing is going to change. He's just a stable hand, reliable person. You don't know what this guy is going to do. I mean, this guy is a young guy. I'm not that much older than Mamdani is. I'm only 40 years old. I'm not that much older than him. And this guy's a young guy. I mean, I've never understood the point in making this guy, in voting for this guy. There's just no experience. There's just nothing. Free this and free that. Free buses. Free this, free that. I mean, this is, none of that stuff to me should excite anybody. And I think, to me, I think he's going to be the worst mayor ever. I literally think that.
Okay, but you know,
I think he'll be the worst.
You think that, and you're predicting that, but you can't point to anything that proves that, because he hasn't done anything yet. Whereas you can look at these other people, you can look at Cuomo, and like him or hate him, you can point to things that were problems. You can look at somebody like Chuck Schumer, who keeps getting reelected, and say, wow, there's a lot of problems with this guy, but you know what? We don't know anything else. We're going to keep reelecting the same tired old people. Or you can try something new, and you're rolling the dice. And it might pay off or it might not, but at some point you have to do something different.
But some of these older people are just stable. I mean, you know them. They've been around for a long time. You don't have to think about them.
Yeah, I don't think stable is working. I don't think stable is working for us anymore. I really don't. You know? Alex has something, but you might not be able to hear him. But go ahead, Alex.
Yeah. I mean, Kohler, I'm glad that you share the same viewpoint is me about the qualifications of Mamdani here. Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. I doubt it, but I agree. I mean, this guy has not had a job outside of politics. He's totally ill-prepared to handle emergency situations or to make pronouncements on citywide policy. I've seen nothing in his past that gives me confidence in his ability to do that. And what Emmanuel is asking us to do is to take this lack of qualifications and the fact that he might be somewhat inspirational and have some kind of blind faith that hopefully he'll do the right thing. What I want in my elected officials is a record that I can point to of quantifiable merit and achievement and instances where they have exercised good and sound policy judgment. We don't have that with Mamdani. It's a total lack of a record there. It's tabula rasa. Maybe he'll surprise us. I really hope, for the sake of my children and the city, that I am entirely wrong about him. And I will be the first one to say I was wrong about him if he acts in a surprising way. But I'll also be the first one to say, I goddamn told you so, if we're not wrong. So we'll see.
He has surrounded himself with people who know what they're doing. You know, hopefully he does that.
Yeah.
You know?
Looks like he is, but we'll see. All right, thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Oh, the listeners seem to be with you, Alex.
Look at that. I know. Look, there's a first for everything.
Mm-hmm. I know they're not really with you. I know people are getting angry saying, and running from the
phone.
But, yeah, whatever. But, yeah, there's different opinions out there, and you got to deal with that. You got to deal with disagreements.
I agree.
You know, I just think how you deal with that says something about your character. And I think he dealt with a lot of attacks and a lot of disagreement on where he was coming from much better than the others did. The others, you know, they responded with hate, with prejudice, with tired old accusations.
So, being the best of a bad lot is still part of a bad lot.
True. But glad to hear you admit you voted for a bad lot. We have another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Go Time. Go ahead.
Hello. I'm calling from a linesman handset today, as per the last couple weeks.
Wow, you sound good.
This is the best sounding phone I've encountered so far.
Well, of course, you have to be up on a telephone pole using it for it to really sound good.
I'm sure that's true. This one has the modular jack, so you can just use it like any older phone. Sounds better than my 2500.
Wow. Okay, well, that's good. Certainly sounds better than a cell phone.
Just one quick thing about Mom Donnie. I mean, I think out of all the, I agree. I think he's the best choice out of all the others. Time will tell to see, you know, what kind of policy, you know, what his performance is going to be like. I think people shouldn't be so quick to judge him.
Agreed. Yeah. I and the other thing, you know, I think a lot of people forget is that it's not just him; it's us as well. You know, you have to pressure the people that are in power to do the right thing. And what I see in New York right now, a lot of people who are engaged who were not engaged last year, and that can't be a bad thing. So if they stay engaged, if they stay inspired, there'll be all kinds of other people who come up and take elected office. And before you know it, the landscape has completely changed, and Trump can't do anything about it.
Hey, I grew up in the Bronx. I have a right to opinion on this.
Yeah, well, Cuomo won in the Bronx, I heard.
Oops.
That surprised me. Yeah, I'm definitely Staten Island. Anything else on your mind? Hello? Did we lose the test set there?
I heard a oops.
Well, that was because Cuomo won the Bronx. I thought that's what that was about.
Me too.
Wow. Is our phone still engaged, Kyle? Can you tell?
It is.
All right. No, let's give him a chance to come back. Caller, we can't hear you. If you can hear us, maybe hit a touch tone or something. Although, when I tried that with Kyle, that didn't work because sometimes the one-way path just seems to get cut off. I don't know what causes that. All right, how about this? If you can hear us, just hang up right now. Okay, you see, that would have been unmistakable. I'll give you one more chance. Well, you can call back. Was that a click? No, it was somebody else. Okay. So if you can hear this, he did hang up. I just didn't hear a click. All right. Well, let's give him a chance to call back or somebody else a chance to call. 802-321-4225.
Well, yeah, maybe the phone will magically fix itself, just like you're hoping the will happen to the city. Emmanuel.
Are you going to be this insufferable for the next 4 years?
Sounds like it.
Can we let him, like, do something first?
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, Eric Adams could still run the place into the ground in the next 2 months. We don't know.
Yeah, you know, Rob, you got me tickets once to mm-hmm. greet the new mayor on January 1st. Can you do that again this time?
I wonder if I can. That was we went to see de Blasio get inaugurated.
Yeah, there's a picture of me with de Blasio, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and me too.
You
have
one, yeah.
We had I had a travel mug that I got at that day for a long time. I don't have it anymore, but it was interesting. And mostly, I was there to see Bloomberg leave. That was the part I was really excited about. And we got to see that as he kind of was rushed out the side door. It was a fun experience. I do recommend if you have the ability to go see the mayor get inaugurated, whether or not you like the mayor that's being inaugurated. Check it out. It's an interesting piece of political ceremony.
It absolutely is.
Do we have a phone call?
Not yet. 802-321-4225.
Cool. There was one thing I was going to say to Rebel earlier, but he can't hear anybody on the phone except you, so I'm going to say it now. So one thing I've noticed recently, it's happened a few times, is that Rebel says things about us on the panel, and it's just very confidently wrong about them. So, Rebel, I'm going to challenge you to not talk about any of us. Thank you. I would take it as a personal favor. That's all I had to say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some erroneous information about me being passed around over there earlier.
This is why I don't look at chats, because I get distracted if I do.
But Rebel once announced that we were off the show for a week because we were going to a wedding or something. Yeah.
I hope we weren't supposed to go to a wedding because if we missed one, I feel bad. Maybe he knows something we don't. Is he getting our invitation?
All right. Good evening. You're on Off the Cover Time. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. The battery, the lead acid battery in my portable VoIP setup died. I probably need to implement some sort of level checking. I think this is only the second time this has happened.
Okay. Well, at least now we know what the issue was.
You should get a gel cell.
Nah, man, that's for my illegal drug smuggling activities. You know, you can't mix them up. I gotta have proper OPSEC, you know.
Well,
we're on OPSEC here on YouTube.
Well, here I am. Well, no more politics, I guess. I must have cursed the handset or something.
Yes. Okay, anything else that you wanted to share?
Televisions. You can see vision from afar. You know, I heard a piece on NPR. It's about people, this select group of people who are videophiles, people who are really into televisions and appearance of them and such, and they say they're not buying new TVs. They're actually going and buying old plasma TVs, which are no longer made made anymore because they believe the newer TVs, the motion on them with certain motion pictures just looks unnatural. Interpolation on that provided by new TVs.
Yeah, the features that change some of the attributes of how video is displayed can be really jarring and distracting. Some of those models you can turn that off. In other cases, it might be.
Well, what does it matter? I don't want a smart TV. I don't want it to improve my picture. You know, I just want a TV that just does one thing and one thing good. It just puts a picture on my screen. You know, every television up from the beginning until just about now did that, and only now it's different. Now, buying a TV and setting up is like setting up a Microsoft Windows computer.
Sound like me.
You're very low. I can barely hear that laughing.
I'll laugh closer to the mic next time.
Yeah, you'll hear it very loudly if you wish. We'll improve that. All right. Well, thanks for the call. We're going to try and get one more call in because we're getting kind of tired, actually.
I just had a quick question for Alex. Is he still there?
He is.
I am.
Yep.
I just had a question relating to collection of domains and drop catching. Like, specifically, this is a domain in the .cat TLD that I want to acquire, not for nefarious needs, just for my domain collection. I see that it's not actively used. It's just directing to another page, possibly as some sort of, you know, where you buy domains that are similar and then have them redirect. So it's not being actively used. It's redirecting to another site. And I was just wondering, like, is it possible to drop catch this? Like, what are the conditions? You know, is this something you can do on your personal computer? What programs do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, you can use a drop catching service to pick up any domain name. It's not illegal per se.
Yeah, but why would I want to pay a service? Why can't I just do it on my own home computer?
Oh yeah, you could do that. You absolutely could. You'd have to very carefully though watch the states of the domain name lifecycle to make sure that you got it as soon as it was publicly released. And to increase your chances of getting the domain, you would probably want to try to register it with a registrar account that the domain is currently associated with at that particular time. So, for instance, if the domain is registered with GoDaddy, you would probably want to have a GoDaddy registrar account if you're trying to drop catch it at that particular moment. You could probably, you know, write some kind of countdown script and then just continually, like, look for a state change in the domain and use that as your own sort of drop catch service, or you could pay a commercial service for it. But, yeah, I mean, you can do it. The thing is, you know, you could be committing trademark infringement, perhaps, if you're registering a domain that you knowingly know.
The domain I'm trying to register is only three letters long and not trademarkable.
Okay. All right. I think I have perhaps an idea of what it could relate to at that point. So in that instance, you absolutely could then, because if nobody has the trademark rights to it, well, there could be, I guess, perhaps maybe common law rights to it that one could assert. But it seems unlikely that anybody would have standing based on what you're describing the domain to be. To assert any kind of trademark right. So you probably wouldn't be subject to something like a UDRP or Uniform Domain Name Resolution policy complaint whereby you're accused of cyber squatting. So sounds like you're probably, in the right to acquire it. Somebody could always try it on and send you a cease and desist letter or claim that you're committing some kind of infringement. But if so, if you're using it in a fair way, even then, like for parody or criticism or critique, that's consistent with the principles of fair use, and you should be able to use your domain as you see fit in that particular way as an act of free expression. But if anybody does try it on with you, just give us a call back, and then we'll be in touch, and I'd be happy to talk with you.
Do you know any pre-written programs that can do drop catching, or do you have to make my own?
I don't know if there are any scripts that do drop catching. I would imagine there probably are. I would look on GitHub, see if you can find something.
Yeah, I haven't looked on GitHub either, so I probably need to do that too. But thank you. And then another quick question. The top-level domain, .cat, requires you, as a rule, because it's for websites in the Catalan language, to publish a Catalan language website under that domain within a preset amount of time. What if I don't?
What? That's what .cat is for? Boy, that's misleading.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was actually thinking about it because I remembered an episode where you're talking about the new .dog and .cat PLD from many, many years ago on Off the Hook. I was listening to the back shows. And it just came to me, you know, what if I register this domain in the .cat PLD, only three letters? Hey, that's going to be wonderful. It's going to be look so beautiful. But there is one other domain in the .cat PLD, nyan.cat. You can probably guess what that is, and that is not following the rules of the .cat PLD. It has nothing to do with the Catalan language.
Actually, neon.cat does have a Catalan language option if you go to the choose your language thing on the top left.
Rob, you knew that way too quick. Why?
Because I just happened to bring it up when we were talking about .cat.
Okay.
Because I remembered that it exists.
Yeah.
Well, opened up a lot of doors tonight.
So to answer your question, caller, what could happen if you don't have your Catalan version of your page accessible? Presumably is that you'll be found out and you'll be found to be non-compliant, likely, with your registrant agreement. And at that point, then the registrar could yank the domain from you, or, you know, basically pull it back into circulation. It would then go back to the registry, and the registry would probably cancel the domain, and then it would be reavailable for public registration, at which point you could then utilize your Dropcast script to catch it again and put up another site that's not in Catalan if you really wanted to protest that.
Yeah, they're really going to love you.
Yeah.
You have a copper line in the studio, right?
We like to think we do, but we're not sure anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
But it's probably pretty easy to comply with that requirement using Google Translate or something, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, that's fine. I don't care. I was just wondering whether... Okay, yeah, I understand now.
All right.
All right, that's basically it. I'll save questions for later.
Okay, take care.
All right.
I just wanted to issue a correction. Mondani did win the Bronx. Somewhere I heard that Cuomo won the Bronx. And it's very hard to find online this info. Who won the Bronx?
Cuomo won Staten Island.
He won Staten Island. I knew that. I thought maybe he just did better in the Bronx or something. I don't know. I was watching a lot of TV last night, and it got kind of confusing. We're going to see if we can get one more phone call in, but that's it. That's the last phone call. 802-321-4225. And it can't be anybody who has already called in. And we prefer it to be somebody who hasn't called in either ever or in a long time. Let's try that. We'll give it a couple of minutes.
While we're waiting, we could talk about Prop 5 in this city, which passed in the election last night. That's the one where we voted to replace borough-controlled paper maps of the city with a unified digital map.
I saw that on News 1, which, by the way, I'm still able to receive, which is great. but what is the digital map of New York? What was that all about?
It's the official map of the city, which has been maintained independently by each borough on paper since time immemorial. But the vote was to stop doing that and start doing just a unified digital map that the entire city will have all in one place.
Hang on. Can you explain the paper version? I mean, where is that? Can anybody just get it, or do you have to visit it? What is it?
Yeah, it would be a public record that I think you could probably get wherever, in each borough's
hall, probably.
Yeah, each borough hall, and have access to it and whatever.
Who does that? Who goes to borough hall look at the map of the borough they're in or not?
Maybe for things like planning and like building and deeds and things like that, just to have an official map to check things against.
I think partially this is not least because. This is part of the amending the city charter as part of last year's work by the Charter Revision Commission. And I think it's probably pretty costly at this point to have 5 different paper maps. So
how did this become a ballot issue?
Yeah, it's a big function of government that I guess you have to have official mandate from the population in order to upgrade or change how things are done.
Yeah, I believe you have to what's the word I'm looking for?
Put a proposal in an election?
To alter the city charter, I think you need to have. It also expands criteria used to assess maintenance costs for city property.
Wow, this sounds exciting.
I mean, it's not exciting, and I will say I don't think I knew that. I don't think I knew this was on the ballot till I walked into the little booth last night.
Uh-huh.
But I'm very curious who the 26.8% of New Yorkers who are like were cool
and voted against it.
I would actually really like to know. I'm very curious.
They probably are against digital things.
Well, that's what we were talking about. I was like, are we just talking about, like, a bunch of old Luddites?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Okay, I think we are done for the night because the one call that came in was not from somebody that – it was from somebody who called before. So we're going to give them a chance not to do that. Otherwise, they'd be banned, and we don't want to impose that. So we'll just say good night. And hail Mondani.
Oh.
All together now. Things are going to change, Alex. Things are going to change. You'll find out. You're all going to find out.
Well, look, let's see. As I said,
re-education camps. Re-education begins in January.
We gotta get the flex comment.
Okay,
in.
So we just got a comment from Slipstream Boy in the chat, who is again our listener from Australia, who joined us this evening, who said, I saw all of your faces during Hope Stream and was amazed. I truly believed Alex was an old man based on how he sounds and speaks. I was pleasantly surprised to see how wrong I was. It was great.
That's hilarious. I will take that as a grand compliment.
And thank you for not mentioning my face.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Slipstream Boy.
OTH at 2600.com, email address. Anything you have left to say that you'd like to share with us, please do so. We will we'll see you next week. I think we're going to have the guy on who's doing the Nest thing. It's quite possible. And then the week after that, I guess we'll do a call-in on BAI. So, yes. We'll be back for overtime next week here as well.
And I want to thank you all and the callers and the and our friends in the chat for the very robust discussion tonight. I think it was a fun debate, and I like it when we disagree about things. It makes it lively and interesting, and I also like how we can disagree and respect each other.
It's funny because you literally didn't say a word about this until tonight, so I was completely broadsided, and that was fine.
You didn't bring it up either. I just
said one thing. I said, wow, it looks like we changed direction. It was a happy night last night. Everybody's dancing in the streets, and of course I bring it up, and I've got the person who thinks it sucked. So,
I can't let people, assume that I agree with you when I don't. Mm-hmm. So, that's it.
All right.
It was a fun discussion tonight.
That's a word. Okay, we will see you next week. Good night.